This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
These men think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might put vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man. These man think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might put vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man. These man ain't that nice when the rhythm ain't ass, when the rhythm like man. They ain't got that fire in the knot like man. Them love talk about fire but they're not like man. Them little pricks won't fight but they love skin gang. I'm around criminals, I won't mention names, no subliminals. Don't care for fame, they ain't MCs. If I say murker man then that's literal. I mean literal. You don't want this, get physical. My network gives me bare data, so I just gotta give the 3G's the signal. I don't send for man, I just send for man. If I send a man then it's over. You offend a man, I'll remember man. Best remember man, when man's closer. Closer. No sir, you don't want me write your name with my rotor. If I make time for you, then that's your time. And you know what time that means for you, don't ya? Time. Stay up off of man's sonar. These man talking sonar. Shit backwards. These man sounding like Yoda. These man must have smoked backwards. We've got them sounding like Holder. Them man keep moving different. Them man must be bipolar. Let man know. These man think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might put vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man. These man think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might put vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man.
Serious. When I touch mic, I bring vibe to the rhythm I high. Lyrics from left to the right and a bit of style in the middle I try. Slow tempo or grind, man's versatile on the rhythm like it's like cocaine cause man get high off the lines that I give him like.
Serious.
It's lies, no it isn't, nope. Stop lying, you can't run no schism, yeah. I'm flying from country to country cause I spit those spit sick bed rhythm.
Trust.
Been a while since I had to get ill and flame up your whole crew, take you with them,
yeah.
Feed them to the lion, get rid of them,
yeah.
Like solo 4-5 on the rhythm like
mass murderer. How many MCs have I killed? But they can't cook me in a box, man, circular. Them triangles here, man's curvy. What you saying? What you know about AM? Hey, bang, 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 man's earlier. What's your name again?
Huh?
I can't say that I've heard of you.
Nah,
if you don't think that I would, just know man's furniture. I come to you with a curtain shot. Mic check 1-2, don't turn me up. I'm just turning up with mic or 1 or 2 burglars. You would arms on Ursula.
These man think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might put vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man. These man think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might put vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man.
Yo, it's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Wednesday, 4 till 6 p.m. It's 3 minutes past 4 across the capital and in other places. But I've always wanted to say across the capital.
Across the capital.
Nationwide.
Nationwide.
Worldwide, actually. We have listeners in Southeast Asia.
As far afield as there.
Just a quick one. This is the first time all four of us have been in a room together for a while.
It is indeed.
For a minute, yeah.
So.
Is that a round of applause?
Yeah, or absolutely. Just like, that's an achievement.
Or is that like a slap on the bum kind of thing?
It's kind of like. Oh, what, as in. No, a slap on the bum is reserved for when players kind of exchange well wishes before they.
But like a negative slap on the bum, you know.
There's
like,
no such thing as
a negative
slap
on
the bum. We line up and, you know, maybe like Duncan or Julia, you know, gives us a mean slap on the bum. Or slap on the wrist, let's say.
Right, yeah. I think it's a round of applause.
Well,
yeah.
I'm open to a spanking from Duncan or Julia. If anyone... I'm open to all sorts of spankings.
Reese would like a spanking from you, Julia.
Well, he said Duncan first.
Oh, did he? Sorry, yeah. Julia was the second option.
Second choice.
She's not said no. She's laughing.
Second fiddler.
Second fiddler?
Yeah. You know second fiddle?
No.
You don't know the phrase second fiddle?
I do not.
Okay, then.
You know when you're second fiddle in the orchestra, there's a first cheer, right, and there's a second, and that's what it means when you're running, when you're the behind someone else, you're playing second
proxy
fiddle to the...
Got it. I see.
Sorry, Julia. But Duncan does have more weighty hands.
Yeah.
You'd get a more even slap.
To be honest, I've not really eyed up Julia or Duncan's hands.
Put your hand up, Julia. That's
not a very
good
slapping
hand. It would
leave
a mark, though, I think.
It's like a whip. It's so small, it's like a whip.
I'm down to whippings, spankings, paddlings.
Very thin hand mark.
Any form.
Julia would need a table tennis paddle.
Yeah.
Julia has just mimed that she would hit you with her boob, so I don't know.
With her boob. I'm down to be hit with boobs as well.
If it's possible to hit someone with your boob, I don't want to know what your boobs look like, to be honest. That's if you can cause some sort of impact on someone's bum when you hit them with your boob, then you've got the longest boobs in history, I reckon. You got a long boob.
Long boob.
You got a long boob.
That's Julia's new name, long boob.
But you can get two hands round the inner bit and really like a
penis with a nippled end.
Yeah.
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 Like Pringle tubes.
Yeah, with nipples.
Socks in, yeah, with pool balls in.
Essentially those those all come
of the
under
above.
Yeah. I love it.
Well, we are here to apply wisdom to your life. It is Wisdom Wednesday, or Hump Day Help, as I like to call it.
I prefer that.
Do you prefer Hump Day Help?
Yeah, big time.
Okay.
I also... Is this the new name of the show?
No.
Has that happened?
We're workshopping the new name.
Well, this is the synopsis of the show.
Okay. Hump Day Help.
Hump Day Help. We're Hump Day's little helpers.
Humdingers.
Humdingers. We're humdingers.
Yeah, I love it.
No,
we'll
prevent you from... making humdingers. Humdingers.
Humdingers,
yeah.
I love it.
Mm. Wow.
So get in touch.
Beautiful. Get in touch with the show. You can get in touch with us. You can email your queries to us at inc@fubarradio.com.
Or you can tweet us alternatively at Fubar Radio.
You can indeed.
Or you can text me if you got my number.
True. Text me if you got my number.
I meant alternatively, you can text us. Don't text us alternatively. I mean, that's quite...
alternative texts.
Yeah.
Sort of upside down and shit.
Like bare odd emojis that don't make sense.
Yeah. Emojis from completely different lands that we've never been to.
Talking about upside down emojis.
Yeah.
Why is there an upside down smiley face emoji, and what does that mean?
I don't know.
I think it means ironically smiling.
Oh, okay. So
that's why, there was a sort of trend on Twitter for a while where people would say things that they weren't really happy about. You know, you sort of smile through the pain. It's a smile through the pain emoji.
I thought that's what the
grid, the teeth. Yeah, that's
the
squid
for me.
That's like the awkward,
I use that when I use, yeah, like, yeah,
I,
exactly.
I use it if I'm asking for something that I know I probably won't get.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it's like an awkward,
you probably send that one mainly about between 2 and 4 o'clock
in the
morning
when I've had a few lagers.
Those things I said earlier. No, you'd send them sort of 3 in the afternoon when you wake up on a Sunday afternoon, and then you'd look at all the conversations you had with different girls, and then you'd send that emoji to just repeatedly to everyone.
Well, see what I used to do. I used to wake up in the morning and I have this weird form of morning confidence. So I'd wake up and I'd be like, you know what, I'm absolutely peng. I am penging it down today. I'm waiting for these texts, you know what I mean? And I'm not getting any replies. So it'd come to about, 7, 8 o'clock, and I start throwing out a few texts to the paintings. Well, go on, what are you saying? What are you doing? Then if I'd by 10, 11 o'clock, I'm thinking, yo, I need to, do you know what I mean? Send out a few of them emojis.
That's how it goes for you. Natalie, when do you use that emoji?
Well, I've only recently started using emojis, but I've never used that one yet. Mainly because I can't find it. It's really hard. There's so many of them.
It's just on the faces page.
Yeah.
I'll get to that one.
The gun's disappeared.
It's a water pistol now.
Oh, I don't know why. I reckon it was... I don't know.
I use a very select amount of emojis. Maybe 6.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We've had the emoji conversation before, haven't we? I suppose at this point.
Top three emojis.
Top three emojis.
Harley uses the face one, which I interpreted incorrectly, because you use that mouth one as in that's a good thing. And I showed it to people like, what does Harley annoyed? Like, no, I think he means it as in it's a smile, but it's the
you're face. Talking about the teeth smiley one. Yeah, that's.
You use that as in that's a good thing.
Right.
So I didn't realise that's what it meant. I don't think it does.
So my top three emojis are the crying laughing face, the hands up in the air prayer sign, and fist bump.
Okay. Mine are the laugh crying face.
Yeah, classic. That's everyone. If that's not your top emoji, then
you're a sociopath.
What Harley's top emoji is that?
No, it's not.
Middle finger.
No, it's that.
Oh, it's up. Oh, right. Okay, up, okay. Thumb up. Mine. Yeah, so mine is laugh crying face, blowing a heart face, and winking face. Wow. Those are my top three.
Mine is thumbs up.
Yeah.
The aforementioned
teeth grit.
Sort of grimacing.
And my favourite of all the emojis, you know, the
oh right, yeah, the suspicious face.
This is like the
hand on the chin.
Hand on
like, contemplate.
Thumb and first finger on chin. And the kind of like inward eyebrows.
Furrow brow.
Yeah, kind of going, I think that's my favourite. Because the guy just looks so funny.
He does.
My favourite emoji is the one with no mouth.
Yeah.
Because I've always got nothing to say. Do you know, when people are asking questions and stuff.
That's the emoji I use a lot in the WhatsApp group that I'm in with the Metropolitan Police. the no mouth emoji.
Mm. Once I had sex with my friend's cousin and it's crossing the line. Shouldn't have done it.
No.
In his house. So it was kind of out of order. And I tried to do everything for him to not find out. And then he texts me saying, I know you had sex with my cousin.
How did you find out?
I don't know. People talk, innit?
Yeah.
So I just texted him back.
There were only two people there.
Well, there we go. Do you know what I mean? But then I just texted him back with like the no mouth emoji, and he was like, "That was a perfect response. Like, I can't. Like, I'll have to let you off." I was like,
getting away with life via emoji.
Honestly, they're modern day cave drawings and hieroglyphics. You know, and they say so much. You can really communicate a fuckload through emojis.
I'm worried about mine.
What are yours now?
According to my first one is the crying with laughter, fine. But according to this, my second one, and I don't remember ever using it, is a tortoise. So I don't think.
Yeah, mine had
because you
cat,
were shelling down at the local grime radio station.
I don't know. And then there's a wink, and then it's a tiger. So I don't know. I don't remember using any of these.
Mad thing. Were you watching Jumanji?
Yeah, I think so.
Jumanji on Netflix and chill.
Well, you know who we should ask who his favourite emojis are when he comes into the studio?
I know, Faizer.
Yes.
He's going to be joining us in the studio later. I'm not sure what time, because rappers
4:30.
Are always late.
We've said 4:30.
4:30. But then again, Faizer's also a producer extraordinaire. And producers are usually traditionally on time, aren't they? They're quite meticulous producers.
They're
less scatty than rappers.
No,
and
he's
dropped
tweeted.
A tweet at 2:30 saying he was on his way.
Here.
So unless he's coming from Glasgow, I reckon he might, might make it on time.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. But in the meantime, should we play a Licar of Dem?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get into some music. It's Fubar Radio, it's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Thank you.
Sylvester Incorporated.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Hmm. Well.
Yeah. Cheers for that, bro.
No worries.
Only a few worries.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Do you know we were talking about the emoji?
Yeah.
Or the emoji situation.
Yeah.
And particularly that emoji, that kind of baring your teeth in a, that's gotta hurt kind of manner. I reckon that emoji is flying around Pepsi's offices right now.
Why is that?
Why is that? Well, they just released an advert featuring none other than Kendall Jenner. Mm-hmm. And I saw the backlash to this advert before I actually saw the advert.
Same.
As is usually the case nowadays, right. Because I get my shit real time, you know.
And also, what was the chances that you were going to be watching a Kendall Jenner advert?
You know, exactly. High, I would say, for you.
Yeah, for me. For me, maybe. I'm more partial to Rob Kardashian.
And if you're going to watch any, it'd be a Coke advert, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Pepsi did make some sick adverts, though.
Yeah, they did. You know, they did.
They've made some massive sort of... one, there was that, you know, one disastrous one featuring Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We all know how that went.
Propaganda, fire, that. Yeah. Propaganda.
What?
That's propaganda.
The advert was.
Oh, yeah. Mate, I've had a propaganda. That shit was real.
That's propaganda.
What, he wasn't on fire?
That's all bullshit. Just so he could have some surgery and get some, you know what I mean, and then just pass it off as fucking, oh, no, I caught on fire, innit? Can I remember
that? You reckon that was a big lie?
Yeah.
Well, like the moon landing?
No, I don't believe the moon landing was a lie.
But you believe that...
It could have been, though.
That's amazing.
Could have, should have,
worked. I've never heard anyone that thinks that Michael Jackson's accidental scalping by Pepsi was a big,
publicity stunt, so he could have surgery.
Mm.
Because
we'll never
what
know
time
now.
Was it at? And what did he come out looking like after?
Yeah, but
surgery.
You see footage. You see footage.
Yeah, yeah, but that, have you seen the footage?
Yeah.
Of course I've seen the footage.
Oh, my God. So overdramatic and acted. It's so joke.
I actually have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
The reckon Michael Jackson caught on fire. Did he fuck?
He did a Pepsi advert.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
are you just winding me up?
No!
Fucking hell.
So Harley knows that. He did a Pepsi advert and he caught on fire. And I think maybe he got some money for that because...
Yeah, he would have, yeah.
Pepsi would pay you some money.
He got caught. He caught on fire.
Yeah.
Basically, he was doing a Pepsi ad and there were pyrotechnics involved in the ad. He had quite greasy hair and it caught on fire for like through one of the sparks or something. His whole kind of half his head went up in smoke,
right,
in flames, and he was quite severely burnt. And then subsequently, obviously, coincidentally, the pigmentation of his skin
changed forever. He was 25 when he did the advert.
Wow.
But Reese is like in the world's smallest conspiracy theory.
It's right? Just me.
It's
basically
literally only you on the planet that thinks that that was a lie.
What, I the don't fire understand. Thing?
Because yeah, here's another thing. So, The Undertaker, right, at WrestleMania a few years ago, he was walking out. Actually, it might have been Elimination Chamber. Irrelevant. Anyway, he's walking out, and the pyrotechnics, as he's walking down, he stood on top of the one that shoots fire at, and it went up, and he caught on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Shrugged it off, went in, wrestled. You know what I mean?
Ran it, just walked it off.
Afterwards, showed all of his injuries, man, with actual, like, third-degree burns and shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but this is on Michael Jackson's head.
Yeah, but it was on The Undertaker's head, and he's got long hair.
Right, well,
I don't understand what the point is.
I've got something that might help out Reese here. In this article about it, it says some studio audience members said he was so calm, they thought the incident was part of the act. That's kind of, like... I don't know why I'm helping you out here because I don't think it
well,
was.
Well, no, but at first you wouldn't realise your hair was
if
on
my
fire,
hair was
would
on fire,
you?
I wouldn't be calm. I'd be screaming.
No, you wouldn't realise, though, at first,
I've
would you?
Bare I think you
would. Would you? Wouldn't it take a while for the sensation to reach your scalp if your hair was covered, especially in all these fucking chemicals? Think about it, the fire's got to burn through that shit first.
I think it's taken max 4 seconds.
Yeah,
I think so. No, there's a Kevin Hart video online, and they're in this bathroom, and this woman's hair is in a candle, and it catches on fire, and they don't realise for ages it's burning. And
then I think it's possible.
Think how many people's nans have set their hair on fire, like in a grep? Do you know what I mean? And not noticed, and you've had to be, oh, nan.
Slapping your nan's head.
Nan, your perms are like.
Does anyone want to try this out?
Yeah, do you want to test the water?
Because I definitely don't. burn your hair.
I've genuinely seen a video. There's a video I saw on Instagram of a guy repeatedly burning this other guy's beard. And for some reason, the whole beard never catches fire. But there'll be a big patch on fire and then he'll sort of slap it out. But then his beard looks pretty much intact by the end of the video.
Why is he doing that?
I have no idea. I think he's a crackhead.
Got it.
But Reese, seriously, if I could set your mind at
it. I'm just going to Google Michael Jackson fire conspiracy.
You can see it. Look, how bad it's all.
I'm noticing.
There's a picture.
That's amazing.
It's the bad cover.
Natalie just put up the bad cover. Someone's made a meme out of the bad cover with just a flame on top of Michael Jackson's
head. He would have felt that.
Superimposed. Yeah, he would have felt that.
In front of a background of fire.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he wouldn't have felt it, because it was just generally hot.
It was just bare hot.
Yeah.
Well. Hey, is anybody else hiding here?
Well, I'm reading here. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson was killed in 1984 and replaced by a white lookalike.
Cool.
See? So at least my conspiracy is not the most outrageous. You know
That's
what I mean?
True. That's very, very true.
Who knows these days?
Pepsi to raise Michael Jackson from the dead in a new global ad campaign.
Should we get back to the original?
Let's talk about Pepsi. Kendall Jenner has appeared in this advert. And if you watch the advert, you see a lot of a protest going on, people proceeding towards a specific destination to protest, to march, and well, they're marching towards it,
right?
And they've got, you know, signs, and various members of the community are highlighted. Like, there's a photographer, I think.
Policeman.
There's there's lots of police, mm-hmm. And there's There's a double bass player, I think, or a cellist.
Always, there has to be one of those.
You have to, you have to include the cellist. And people have, there's a lot of blue in it. Mm-hmm. The theme, obviously, in the memo, when they made the Facebook event to sort of start this march, they definitely said, wear Pepsi blue, because mm-hmm. lots of people are wearing Pepsi blue.
Right.
A bit like Reese's today, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
But Reese is more an Oyster card today. But anyway, they march towards this point, and these various characters, like I said, that are highlighted, the photographer, the cellist, and Kendall Jenner, who just happens to be doing a photo shoot in the doorway of a hotel.
Right.
They spot this march going past, and it's like, oh my God, I'm compelled to sort of join. Mm. And Kendall Jenner's got a blonde wig on, and she takes it off in a sort of really sassy manner, and she almost as if to say to the photographer, fuck your shoot, you know, fuck the six figures that I'm going to get paid to put this on my Instagram account. I'm going with them. Mm-hmm. I'm going with the people. Mm-hmm. So she walks behind them. Can't remember where she gets the can of Pepsi now, because she never had it when she was
into
in the
local
hotel.
News agent.
She must do. London. I can't remember. Maybe the sequence has been truncated for, you know, so that viewers don't get bored.
She pops into a see boss man real quick.
Quickie, boss man, there's a pro. I've only got 60p. I beg you, let me off 30p, boss.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, all next right, time Kendall. You come, I know your family.
I know you, I know you, Kendall. It's blessed.
I know you're good for that. And then she goes over to a policeman who's like looking stony faced. But this policeman's not in riot gear.
Right.
He's a quite absent-minded policeman, I'd say. He's
brave, isn't it? Tough.
Brave or stupid. He's a
it's like the equivalent of, you know, like a Geordie man you see him wearing a vest in winter.
Mm. Yeah, he's a northern policeman, I reckon.
Right.
No, nothing, no just a no shirt cares. And a cap.
Got it.
And she proceeds to give him a can of Pepsi.
And that saves the world.
Yeah, of course.
Cheers.
Everything starts with a can of Pepsi and goes on from there, obviously.
It's the very fabric of America.
Yeah.
But ironically, do you know when you go to a bar and you say, okay,
wait,
I have a glass
why
of Coke?
Didn't our world leaders think of that quicker?
You know when you go to Victoria Station and they're handing that Pepsi, that's what they're trying to tell us. You know them free cans of Pepsi that you get?
But
them never go to them. So they were missing the trick. If the feds were going to these people handing out the Pepsis outside WH Smith, then there'd be no police brutality.
I bet it was a government test. Do you know how they used to test LSD on people during that? I bet it was like that. They just got everyone tested some Pepsi.
Yeah. Honestly.
In court as well, if they just came in, you know, divorce court, whoever handed out the Pepsi, they'd call off the divorce. Everything would be solved.
Honestly. just the fact, I mean, that even
is calling off the divorce solving the problem.
Is it really?
Well, they'd regain love for each other.
Yeah.
Now they'd just expedite the divorce. They'd be like, you know what, you two ain't meant to be together.
Well, have you got any wisdom for Kendall? Because she's had any word yet from her.
No word from Kendall. I'd say just yet.
Try a Coke, fucking hell.
Yeah, have a Coke. What is it? Have a Coke and a smile and shut the fuck up or something like that. Is what Richard Pryor said to to Bill Cosby. Tell Bill Cosby to have a Coke, a smile, and I think it was shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I'd say that the same thing to Kendall.
And pass the script on to someone else. Just have a little read through before you.
Yeah, maybe less of the social justice ads and more just promote the brand. Like, you know, don't let them gas you up. I know Pepsi is a carbonated fizzy drink, but don't let it gas you up, man.
What gets
sorry, go for it.
I was going to say, what gets me is, do you know when you go to a bar or a restaurant and you say, oh, I can have a Coke, and they say, oh, we've only got Pepsi, is that all right? How many times have you seen a riot start there?
Many, many.
In a statement, Pepsi said, this is a global ad that reflects people from different walks of life coming together in a spirit of harmony. We think that's an important message to convey.
Harmony can be replaced with Pepsi, by the way. It genuinely is interchangeable, those two words.
I think I've seen that, and it might be hieroglyphics on the wall of the pyramids. I think that is.
Of course, those guys that with the side profile guys.
Yeah.
Where there was a Pepsi logo somewhere in there, and they were handing it to the to the almighty fucking pharaoh.
Do you not reckon like the head of Pepsi, Mr. Pepsi or whatever?
Yeah, Mr. Pepsi,
John Pepsi.
Why can't it be Mrs. Pepsi?
That's Mrs. Pepsi, or Mr. Pepsi, or neither.
Just Pepsi because he's gender fluid.
Yeah, exactly. Genuinely is like. Gone so insane with that, how much money and whatnot he has, that he thinks Pepsi could be the cure to like all things.
Yeah,
because,
well, it's called Pepsi. It peps everything up.
C meaning yes. Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Yes.
Yeah, Pepsi. Yeah.
See?
That's what I'm talking about. They're like, oh my God, that's a good brand. No, it's a Pepsi. It's from like Chicago. It's a Pepsi.
And that's also...
It's a gangster.
From time
hey,
ago.
Hey, you're a wise guy, it's a Pepsi. And they're like, oh my God, what a good brand name.
I just think it's that message that they're trying to convey is completely eradicated by the whole idea of the Pepsi being the cure.
Oh, he was just thirsty.
Yeah.
That's why they beat on the blacks.
Yeah.
Oh, get it now.
And what better than a nice can of Pepsi?
Oh, Pepsi. You got any Pepsi?
I bet. What was it?
Hey, officer, here's some Pepsi. I'm not going to beat you now. I'm not going to shoot you dead. That's every officer across the United States of America.
Yeah.
Ever. That's what the ad should have been.
Yeah,
it should have been just a black guy giving the Pepsi to a cop.
Have you seen Dave Chappelle's new stand-up?
Yes, where
he's
I have both of them.
It's a bit like when he's saying in that, he's saying that he knows some of the hardest people he knows now are wearing high heels. You know what I mean? So they don't get shot in the... It's like that. If you start carrying a Pepsi on you at all times...
Honestly.
It's basically like a force field, a shield. You're protected.
It's the universal, like... It's obviously the universal currency for peace, you know?
Yeah.
You know? Stand down, you know?
I just...
What's up?
He's going to kick off. No, he's got a Pepsi, bro.
It's going to pop off. Hey, no, I've got some pop. Well, let's get into a song now, because up next we have a very special guest.
He's here.
Also, it's not just Kendall. I don't condone any Kardashians, full stop. So.
Or Jenner's.
Reese sent this song to me, so I'd like Reese to introduce it.
Cool.
Because we don't know how to say it, but Reese does.
So this is Mac versus Saf by Saf.
Very good.
Okay.
Protagonist, man with a shady past, then the antagonist. Man, fan of this, all the thrills and spills, battle of wills to grab and have you second guess. Captured Flint, it starts and
I'm a done on a bad man. Agent Max McLean. See, I'm a man that'll take out his spleen. I'ma keep this humble, so I keep this clean. Yeah, it's something installed in my jeans. See, I'm a man that's hard to be pleased. 187 can't no homicides. Jeez, every one of them begging on their knees. Agent Max McLean.
Perpetrations behind bars. And Agent Main. The behavior of his big boss. Sour taste up on this song. Rink on date. NWA's fuck on them tops. MO is modus operandi. Yes, tell them other pricks. Leaving no trace of spec. Check it on your every step. I'll be his best arch nemesis. Yes.
I'm gonna get that. What's his face? See, I'm a done another bad man. Need a call. Need a name. I'm a done another bad man.
Gonna bring down Max McClain. But you don't know this madman. Watching you fall, a man disgraced. Fuming over this madman. I've been killing for months, leaving him nothing. Not a hunt feeling. That's got freedom in real. Got Max in a row, angry and storm. Yeah, it was fun. Now I'm up to something. But what?
trigger emotion. Especially for this cunt, uncle or uncle, when they rest and wake up, gaining of their trust for it to them be crushed, making them hamster when they hurt them too much.
So my dog's got holes in them.
What?
Motherfucking loads of them.
No.
Acupuncture soldiered him. Navel to neck size folded him. Opened up, no intestines there. Deep cut Chelsea from right to left.
I'm a pussy carved
on my dog's chest.
S-A-F-R-S.
Got your attention, Max McClain. Now you know this madman. Dug in a fork, now man's in pain. From a gloating madman.
Gonna get that what's his face. Someone show me saffron.
Got the corn, I know your name. Show me saffron.
Fast Gun Precinct.
Can I speak to Agent Max, please?
Can I ask who's calling, please?
Hey, he'll know.
Okay.
Max.
Agent McClain.
McClain.
Ooh, easy, brother. I'm just checking on your beat.
How been? How you mean, how been?
Because I'm the reason for your recent crime scene visit, prick.
Truth, bitch. For your way, a minute, by the way. Who's this?
You're not remembering what I did to his intestine.
Saffron, you bitch!
Yo, Max, be cool. We got this. Keep him on the line of the wise. We lost this.
Get the car.
Get the knife.
I've got clips.
Triangulation puts him in the dark ships. Wait a minute, now he's in the tropics.
Dog tech, I'm munching in his flop flips.
Flip flops to be pedantic. And a fan of your ancestors' rap shit.
Click.
Got your attention, Max, again. Now you know this madman. From that call, man, I love the chase. Yeah, I'm boasting, Max, man.
Gonna get that what's his face. Someone show me something. So you call now you think you're brave. Show me something. I'm a running from the hiding right here. Barking, dog, no fear. I'm a 9 minute shot right here. When I catch you, no hope round here. Saffron, be prepared. I'm getting closer and closer to your ear. But when I speak on the phone, it's clear. So my voice in your head is clear. Gonna get that what's his face. Someone show me saffron. Bitch, you called, I know you're here. Show me saffron.
Gotta dig that plot escape. Though I left him in a flap, man. Said it before the rush, the chase. Close in the case, man.
I'm a done and I'm a bad man. Bad man. Bad man. Bad man. I'm a done and I'm a bad man. Bad man. Bad
man. And we're back. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. We're here till 6 p.m. and Hannah Witten's up next. And she's got guests.
Callum McSwiggan.
Callum.
Sorry. We're back to the good names, blood.
What is it?
We're back
Callum
to
McSwiggan.
That's his real name.
You're chatting shit.
No, that's his name.
Callum.
Nah, man.
That sounds like I made up when I was like 8.
Yeah. He's from Glasgow and drinks a lot.
Callum McSwiggan.
But he's in the studio now on this show.
I was going to get to that, but you can't just say Callum McSwiggan and expect us to just move on quickly.
I ain't dissing the name, it's just...
No, we're not dissing, not at all. Like, Hannah Witten always has.
Hannah Witten, Callum McSwiggan.
Oh, it's nice.
Just rhyming she shit delivers. With massive rhythms.
I haven't thought that's a good name, actually, isn't it?
It is, Callum McSwiggan. I need to meet this guy.
You will see him.
I want him to have one of them... I want him to have a tankard.
With bare fucking
yeah, and like you know when it. He swings it bare and it's always dripping, but it's never empty. Like,
yeah. What is he coming in singing a sea shanty?
He's got Callum McSwiggan.
He's got bare
massive
bare mead.
Yeah, yeah,
bare mead.
Chad's always been to a hoedown in the last month.
Wearing dungarees with nothing under them. One of them guys. Okay. But anyway, let's move on to the guest we have in the studio right now. It's none other than Phaser.
Yeah,
hey, what's going on, people?
All good, man.
About that little we just got a bit distracted.
It's cool, man. I heard you talking about my brother there, man. It's all good.
Yeah,
all
is it good. Callum McSwiggan?
Yeah, it's my brother, man.
Is it your brother?
Yeah, it's my brother.
Fair man, like Callum McSwiggan.
Man like Callum McSwiggan.
Oh,
he's swigging on the brown pack, you know what I mean? He's got the brown bag and that, you know what I mean? He's the cut gloves and all sorts.
That does sound like it's like a Simpsons character, isn't it?
He does. Yeah,
who's someone who's always got a brown paper bag. Oh, it's McSwiggan again.
Fantastic. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're very, very well,
yeah,
man.
Really good, yeah.
You are from, like, originally not too far from here, anyway.
Yeah, 5 minutes up the road, man.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. Originally. Yeah, that nice Camden town, man.
Yeah.
Bred him through and throughout, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and that's obviously played a massive part on the music that, you know, not only N-Dub's made, but the music that you make as a solo
yes,
artist.
Yes, indeed it does, man. Big influence, man. You know, there's a lot of creative inspiration in Camden, so, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm. Coming from there, it's been a good run.
what would you say the main aspect, because you not only were a vocalist, you know with N-Dubs,
yeah,
you produced pretty much
everything.
Everything, just saying, yeah, everything.
Not pretty much everything, just everything.
Yeah, in general, yeah.
That's pretty good run. That's pretty good.
It's
isn't
not
it?
Too bad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all right.
I've done all right for myself, man.
Yeah, fucking hell.
And because of, you know, you had this, I don't know,
two bites of the cherry in the performance aspect.
Yes.
What would you say was most inspired by Camden? Inspired by Camden. Was it the lyrics or was it the? I know it might sound weird to people, but was it the music?
I just think the culture in general.
Yeah.
Is what transpired through the music. Do you know what I mean? We was living a certain lifestyle at the time, and we was really involved in our Camden culture, and we brought that through our music. You know what I mean? And the things that we talked about, the subjects that we touched, and everything like that was very relative to where people were at that time in their life. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Very good.
Where do you still frequent Camden? Are you still there a lot?
Oh yeah, listen, my mum's still at the same house in Camden, do you know what I mean? Like, so we're there regular. Regular. Obviously my little brother's around here, hold tight, revenge and that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
I
you're here now, and we're going to talk about the new single.
Yes.
Where has it come from?
It came from my studio.
Physically, but as in, you know, in a, what sort of space were you in?
I was in a real positive space, and I wanted to make a feel-good song where people, like, it gives hope to people in a sense, you know what I mean? Like no matter what's going on in your life, like, there's always a brighter day the next one.
I already feel pretty inspired just reading the title.
I woke up.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Everyone can relate to it.
Trust me, you will always have a wake up call in life, mate. And when you get that wake up call, run with it.
Absolutely, you know what I mean? Absolutely. Well, should we get into it?
Yeah,
I think this is the perfect time to.
Let's go for it, man.
Sylvester Incorporated, just come out of our World Cup by Phaser. He's joining us in the studio right now.
Yes. Big rhythms.
Thank you. Produced by yourself as well.
Indeed, yes. Me and my boy DJ Swish. Yeah, man. We're on it, man. We're keeping it 100% in-house.
Mm. In-house,
literally. Because you've got a home setup, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a home setup. Literally speaking, mate. But you know what? I'm doing it all myself right now. You get me? I'm financing my own videos. No management. I've got my own publishing. I've got my own label, STO Records. And we're going for it, you know what I mean? One of these tracks bangs off, man. We're laughing, you know what I mean?
When do you go sleep?
I don't sleep, bro. I work like I got a clone. Simple,
I love
man.
That.
You know what I mean? And I'm juggling it with family life at the same time, you know what I mean?
Because you have a family, and how many kids you got?
Man, I've got one kid.
One.
Yeah, mate. God willing.
Beautiful.
God willing.
Holly's
got
a dog, but other than that, no responsibilities in this room.
And he's like nine now, isn't it? So he's chill.
Yeah, he pretty much walks Harley. Yeah. So he's that old. He's actually older than Harley. He came to get Harley.
Harley was just
in Battersea, and this dog came up to him.
For real.
He wasn't even in the dog's home. He was just walking around in Battersea.
His dog just started following him about. Yeah.
The dog went, mate, do you want an owner? And Harley was like, actually, yeah, blood. Anyway, enough about Harley. Let's get into other people's problems. Like, what we do on this show is provide hump day help, man.
Okay.
And we get people to email, text, or tweet their problems in, and we just help them out. So if you're up for it,
yeah, well, like an agony uncle type thing,
kind of thing. Yeah,
yeah.
Less agony, more it's kind like, of embarrassment.
It's like, oh. Mm. Oh, that way. Okay.
Yeah, we get some weird ones.
I could imagine so.
There's nothing like an agony uncle at all. Nothing,
no.
like,
nothing
that.
Like that. Nothing like that. Nothing at all. No good, because I thought I was going to get all depressed and I didn't want that.
No, there's some bizarre issues we often have to
tackle.
Take care of, and I'm sure there's going to be a few right now. So this is from Shelley.
All right, Shelley. Shelley Ann.
Saturday, Shelley.
Well, go on, Shelley.
Hello. My boyfriend is a train fanatic.
Okay.
He loves when I make train noises in bed.
Huh? Okay.
Originally, I was able to do generic ones, but now he's generic
train noises.
Yeah, I presume.
That's not generic. Trains don't even really make that noise.
I like this next bit of the sentence.
But now he's texting me requests a few hours in advance. Last night, he asked for a 1960s diesel electric... A 1960s diesel electric locomotive.
Oh my lord.
The way before, it was a CP class 1900s locomotive. I need your wisdom. How do I go back to normal moaning?
Oh goodness.
Well, I know probably the reason he texts the request in advance is because you can't even trust train noises in the UK to come on time. So you've got to get that in there. Right? You've got to get that in there. But then Jesus Christ, he really is obsessed.
I rate it.
I rate
what this guy's doing. I love it.
Do you know what it is? I could just imagine a scenario like them not in the bedroom doing whatever they're doing. She's making choo choo noise. He goes, That's not the Virgin Fast Train, darling. That's not the Virgin Fast Train.
That's the fucking Southern Rail shit.
Eastern Anglia. Goodness.
Tell him you want to do a coal train. Do you know what I mean? And then that way, if he puts in the shift, you'll blow your horn. Do you know what I mean?
Coal train. We're here.
I guess so. But apart from the choo-choo.
One for the jazz lovers.
Do another train noise apart from choo-choo. Because I can't think of any. Oh, yeah, that's
imagine that.
What's that one?
Actually, that was more like a bison or something.
That's quite nice, actually.
It's like, how do you... She's spending like hours perfecting this 1960s diesel electric.
Gosh.
Diesel electric?
Do you reckon she got an like, audiobook type
that
thing?
Then, you know?
Huh? Do you think she got like an audiobook type thing of like sounds of like train sounds?
No, I reckon she has to frequent train stations and find out where these trains go and record the noise on voice notes.
Oh, gosh.
And then on the train on the way home, she's got headphones in and she's just listening and practicing. That's the best way to sign.
Is she doing it before sex as foreplay or during sex? Because that's a lot during to keep
sex.
Up. That's a lot to keep
I think
up
it's
during,
like,
though.
Instead of like
she
the normal
be,
yeah,
have
moaning
ever,
noises.
Have you ever tried to make a train noise with a dick in your mouth?
I can't say I have.
A question.
Wow.
Have you ever tried to make a train noise with a dick in your mouth?
I thought I'd been asked every question.
I love the bluntness.
Not even Biggie's asked that question.
Have you, Reese? Have you?
I've never, ever failed.
I love it. I mean, I actually don't, for once, really know what to say because I dig this guy.
Well, yeah. Well, she wants to know how she's gonna get back to normal moaning.
Do you know what I reckon he needs?
What?
A Hornby set.
Blood.
Yeah.
Ever since I thought of that punchline way back in 1993, I've been hoping there was a conversation where I could use it.
There you go. Jeez. Bang bang.
But like, I'm like a, I'd say either a football fanatic or a grime fanatic. But do you know, I would never want my girlfriend to start making DWE noises in bed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I couldn't. I couldn't.
As she's going back in for missionary.
It's a bit disturbing. It's a bit disturbing.
Street Fighter.
Yeah, it's all a bit beefy right now.
Yeah, no, but that would be quite cool though. If you were like just about to have sex and you were a Street Fighter fan though, and then you gave her the Hurricane, and then she went, ooh.
You're just about to bust your nut. Finish her.
Hey, listen. Hurricane.
Wow.
Well, I want to know because we've talked about on the show that all three of you at some point have said you quite like your name being called out.
Yeah,
you definitely have said that.
Just
Michael.
just to say I've had it done.
Yeah, because it's sometimes funny, isn't it?
But any other animal noises or any other kind of noises you like? I don't know, like a washing machine noise or anything.
What would be an interesting noise to hear during sex? Something quite weird.
I don't know.
How many times?
Didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo would be good. Yeah.
I don't know.
That'd be a bit weird. Just gotta find you a little aborigine
like
painting.
That'd be like some tantra shit, innit?
Mm. For real. Mm.
Family Guy's a noise that I associate with sex as well.
This is always on.
It's always on
in the background.
Yeah.
No, I mean, in general, there's a certain channel that I've got. I don't know what it is, but at a certain time in the evening, there's like 7 episodes of Family Guy.
That's just for beating, do you know what I mean?
It's true. You've seen every episode before, it's true. Just background TV.
Well, Shelley, I think we've got no help for you because we
have. No, I have. Get him a Hornby set.
Hornby set, okay. Well, we've got another one.
Yeah.
From.
This is from Benson.
Go on, Benson.
Hey.
Yo, where's Hedges, fam?
I'm 26 and about to have sex for the first time.
You're 26?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've watched enough porn to know what I'm doing, but I don't think I'll last long. What can I do?
Don't watch porn.
Don't have put a wank in the bank, right? And I know that's what people say, oh, I've a wank before. But the amount of times I've done that and it's took the shine off and then I've just not wanted to have sex after.
If anything, it puts the shine on for me having a wank.
You do that,
you've got to use cream, yeah.
What was the thing you called it? When you have a wank before sex?
A tactical wank.
Tactical wank. Yeah, you've talked
a post-coital, a pre-coital wank.
Have you ever dabbled in a tactical wank?
Bro, listen, I tried like having a wank, but it just doesn't work for me.
He's too busy producing.
No, it's not that. You know what it is? The reality kicks in of what I'm actually doing to myself, and it's like, it just goes against me, so I don't bother.
Fair play.
Well, what we like
I'm getting sexy with it, honestly, man.
Honestly.
I
end up in a worse position than I was before, so I don't even bother anymore. It's like, that idea is out the window now.
But a good idea is to drink a bit.
Oh, a bit of
drinking usually delays ejaculation.
Does
for
it?
Me. Yeah.
Does it?
Well, listen, there's a Jamaican drink. There's a Jamaican drink called Magnum.
Yeah, for real.
Drink a couple of those Magnums before you go, and you will not be let down.
It's his first time, blood. Drink one.
Drink one.
Have half a Magnum.
Have a cup full.
A shot full.
But keep it by the bedside. Just.
What I'll say, Benson, is what I've done. What I do is
what I've done yesterday.
I'm mastered fingering. You know what I mean?
Right.
Then they're not disappointed because once they've already finished it, they don't really want to have sex with me after anyway. So I can just get that bit out of the way.
Yeah.
It's like a chore. You know what I mean? Yeah. I get it done and I'm like.
While you're sending your emails with the other hand.
No, that is a very I opt for that occasionally. If I'm feeling I might blow a bit early, you know, I'll
mind Garrix.
Yeah, I'll satisfy them with other ways before penetration, so that I'm like, oh, okay. Or a tactical
foreplay.
The other alternative is to just nut and pretend it didn't happen and then just keep going, man.
No, because you know when
the thing is, you're the only person I've ever met who can do that.
It's so easy.
No,
it's light work, isn't it?
It's light work, man.
I can't do it.
My dick gets like just a bit more than a semi.
When I was younger, I fell in the vat of Magnum.
Because it goes a bit more than a semi, but enough to bend when the, do you know what I mean? You ever had that when it bends and it?
I also just can't.
What,
why do we have to get into injuries, though? Like, we were just having a good time. There's four men and a woman just having a good conversation, man. And you've got to get into fucking injuries.
Are you saying your penis bends? What do you
listen,
mean?
You should see that. You should see the shock on Nat's face right now.
I just don't know why Reece does it.
Yeah, mate, it's unbelievable.
What do you mean by bends?
I'm not sure either.
What does that mean, Reece?
So,
what does it mean, Reece?
So if I boss and I carry on, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, I don't maintain an erection, but I don't go soft. So it's a bit more than
a semi.
Like a three quarter. You know,
like a limp.
Okay. Yeah. And then when I'm beating with it, do you know if like it comes
eating
a little
bit. With
stop
it?
Saying
beating.
That word.
He means having sex with it.
Right.
Yeah. Eating.
When I'm having sex with it. With it. when I'm doing the sex, right? And if it comes a little bit too far out and it's not fully erect.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It will bend and it'll hurt. Do you know
like
what I mean?
Bend it. Never been no more northern so man. Never seen a more northern man.
Now you've scared Benson. He's going to worry. He's going to have a bend.
Yeah, Benson. Stay
helping.
A virgin.
Don't
fam.
Ever have sex.
Stay
happen.
A virgin. Absolutely. Sex Benson,
strap up, yeah. Yeah. What I'm saying is strap up, yeah. Bust one in the condom while you're doing it and just carry on.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right. There you go.
With it all in the condom, all slimy
see,
and
see,
shit.
See? Yeah. See, Holly? You see? Holly just looked at me and knew that.
Straight up.
Because I've said that before and Holly's like, oh my God, what? You've used the same condom twice before? I'm like,
that is just buzz.
Can't do that.
This side is very in the can't do that corner.
Use the same condom twice?
Don't do that.
It's not using the same condom twice.
What, because I bust a nut in the condom, is that it means that I shouldn't have sex in it. It's like it's still the same shit that's on the outside.
There you go.
No,
it's just my dick in a sack of sperm just poking about.
Your own sperm though, cuz.
Yeah, but
I've never bust a nut on myself and leave it. Do you know what I mean?
So why?
That's just disgusting,
man. It's just weird to think that we're weird.
That is weird.
Hey, you know what? I put it down to this. I put it down to this. Certain men have got higher sex drives than certain men. That's it.
And to be fair, I don't want to have that conversation to be like, oh, have you come already?
I just say sorry.
Awkward. Just like
as soon as I come, I
change
I'm
condom.
So
it's like well easy.
I'd rather be economical than awkward. If I've got to use the same condom
twice.
Yeah,
but you know what? Some people say when they bust a nut, it goes soft, innit? So, like, all right, cool, you bust a nut and you're changing the condom. You ain't got time to change no condom because by the time you change the condom, it's soft again, innit?
I cannot beat twice.
So, like,
I can't do sessions on sessions. What do you do about the nap?
When do you eat?
I've told you my record anyway.
Where's that big glass of juice?
No, I need at least like a 10-minute break.
I can tell
in
you who doesn't, Michael Payne.
Oh yeah, go get
needs.
A juice in there, like roll something. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can like that. Have a juice,
but I can't just like continuously go for like.
Come and talk to your boy Michael because
apparently.
He
so.
How many times did you have sex in the night before?
13 one time.
Wow, yeah, that's a record.
Yeah.
I can't even keep up with that.
That's very, very skilled.
Should we get onto a little game?
Yes, let's.
First
I thought we were already playing
show.
One.
Yes.
I was having that much fun.
Faisal, we always have a little game with the guests. It won't make any sense, but just go with it. It'll be fun.
Okay.
All
right, then.
That's the disclaimer. None of this is reality.
We were inspired by your song, I Woke Up. So this is, here's the game.
Am I waking up or am I going to bed?
On Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Okay. It's really easy. There's 7 clips I'm going to play. You just have to guess. Is the person in the clip getting out of bed or into bed?
Okay. You make me sick, Jacob.
We need pens.
You'll have pen and paper.
Oh, we need it.
You've got pen and paper in front of you. So should we go with clip number
one? I have no pen.
Oh, you did have
what? I knocked it on the floor and left it.
Oh, why are you trying to make Harley not win?
You know the random bits of spitefulness that actually work? Now Harley's just had to bend all the way down to pick it up.
I think that's a point for Harley.
Genius.
You did that on purpose.
I need to do shit like that more often, you know.
Well, here's clip
random bits of spitefulness.
Right, this is clip number one. Is this
person, 7 clips, yeah?
7 clips. Is this person getting into bed or out of bed? Really easy.
You see, that duvet could be going either way.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Are you, are you not playing, Reese?
No, he's scoring.
Reese is scoring. Do I give my answers now?
No, we'll do it at the end. So are we ready for number two?
Yeah.
Yep.
This is just the dumbest thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Might as well just play the same noise.
They're different.
Right. The first noise was a sample of the second noise.
Yeah. No. Wait. One, did Jacob record these himself, getting in and out of bed? Two, then where did he get this many clips of different people getting in and out of bed?
Hey, listen, you don't know what he does in a week, man.
That's true.
There's a website.
Yeah,
there's
we do now.
Okay, well, let's go on to number three.
Say it to it again. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
My fucking my page is looking like the fucking Hokey Cokey.
Here's number four.
In out.
It sounds like it's in the washing machine.
It's a bed.
Sounds like someone drove through the bed.
Do it again.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie, I had a bed that sounded like that at one point.
Okay.
That does sound like a washing machine.
Well, is that, what is that? In or out?
I don't know.
This is number five now, and there are bonus points on this one.
Oh, jolly good.
Okay.
It's a fucking hammock.
Well, listen, think about why there could be bonus points here. Are we all, do you need it again?
Could you play that again?
Are they getting out of the bed then back into the bed?
I'm not. You have to write things down, Harley, and don't say them out loud.
Okay.
At this stage. Here we go with number six.
Someone's excited, boy.
Monday.
He was happy to get into bed there, man.
Sunday night.
Very quick. Final one. Here's number seven.
How long is that bed?
That is one of them where you're tucking yourself in and making yourself comfortable.
I don't know.
Like,
hey, do you know when you got them silk covers, yeah, and the silk undersheets, yeah, and your court covers are forever off your bed?
Yeah,
you just
got
to try and slide it all the way back onto the bed. Like,
I ain't gonna lie.
Wait, you do five
I don't
again.
Know what silk feels like.
Five.
I can't relate.
Okay, so is it like bonus points? Well, don't say it.
But is it either out or in?
Yeah.
Ain't it? I'm saying bonus points. Think about why there could be bonus
points. Okay,
all right. Okay, so we were okay to go through
let's
them?
Let's just go for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so for number one, Michael Payne, what did you have?
I got out.
Okay, Faser?
In.
Out. Harley? Faser wins. There's a point there. That was getting into bed, obviously.
Are these sounds taken from videos,
they're
Jacob?
Real, yeah, they're real.
Or did you just Google sounds of people getting in and out of bed?
Yeah.
So we can't even verify if these are true.
No, we can. We can verify it. Everyone he got clipped was from into or out to. Just okay. Why didn't you just say you saw a video, you idiot?
Right, let's go.
Okay, number two.
I said in.
Okay.
I said in.
I said out.
Correct point for Faser.
Fuck off.
I must get in and out of bed a lot, you know.
But the thing is, that one was bare long. Like when you get into bed and roll around and like get comfy.
But maybe it's when
it
the
definitely
alarm
was
no.
in.
No, it was when the alarm went off. You don't want to get up, so you pause it,
yeah,
roll
definitely.
Around, stretch, then you get out. Number three, please.
I got out.
Mm-hmm.
I got out as
I got,
well.
I guess it was.
Faser and Michael Payne get a point there.
Awesome. For a guy who doesn't sleep, you know a lot about beds.
I know a lot about beds, yeah, definitely.
Number four.
Don't mean I sleep in them.
Number four, Harley.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
I got in.
I got in as well.
Points to Faser, points to Michael.
I'm
nice.
All of them wrong.
Hey, listen, I might as well put the National Lottery on tonight. This luck.
Number
Lord.
Five, please. It was the bonus points, remember? So what was happening?
Could you play again, please?
Okay.
Is someone getting in and having sex?
I had out.
So you just had out?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you say, Harley?
Out then in.
Great. Hard point for Harley. Was someone
bonus
getting
points.
Out?
Bonus point.
Bonus point.
So I get two points.
I said
points.
Out, so I get one, yeah?
Well, no, because it's out and in. It was
yeah,
out
so,
and
but
in.
I said out. So if Harley gets bonus points, then I should at least get one then. What would be the bonus?
We got it correct. All right, well, Harley gets 2 points, and then I guess you get 1 point. But there's no sex involved in this.
No, I said, no, but I've got out written. The sex was just the vocal.
You got out and have sex?
No, I said in and had sex.
Oh, in.
How can you get out of bed and have sex in that same
bed? That's what I was thinking.
You've been doing sex wrong, Nat.
I've given you a point anyway.
I know, just get a point.
Oh, thank you.
Does Faison not get a point?
Did I get a point then?
Yeah, you did. Okay, no. Number six.
Half a point. There we go.
I said out for number six.
Mm-hmm. For number six, I said in.
Mm-hmm.
I said in.
Ah, only 1 point then. That goes to Michael Payne.
Nice. Am I winning then?
No.
I got four right. No? All right.
But not number seven then, the final one.
I said out.
Mm-hmm.
I said in.
Mm-hmm.
In.
Points for Harley, points for Faison. So who is the winner of
so
this game?
So fucking lost.
In last place. Yeah, that's right. It's you, Harley Sylvester. Well done, mate. Always losing. In second place with 4 points, Michael Payne.
I'll take that.
Well done. Which means in first place is our guest, Mr. Richard Dawson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. 6 points.
Woo.
Fair play. Listen,
that's
I'm
very
on
good.
I'm on one today, man. I'm on one today.
Good.
It's not too bad, isn't it?
It's great. Super
it was almost a clean flush.
Yeah. Well, how many did you get?
Six or seven.
Yeah, fair
six
play.
Seven,
six out of seven ain't bad. That's how the song goes, isn't it? Meatloaf.
Yeah, it's true.
Mate, thanks for coming through, man.
Hey, listen, thank you for having us, man.
Absolute pleasure.
Likewise.
And thanks for being so magnanimous and helping out the people that really need
your help.
Just
repeat that word for me.
Magnanimous.
Magnanimous.
Put that in your next song.
Magnanimous. What?
I woke up and then magnanimous. You could literally make a... If those were your song titles, you'd have a gospel album.
What does it mean before I go out and start using it?
Magnanimous is like just generally good to people, you know?
Fantastic.
Philanthropic.
That's why I never hear that word.
Hmm?
So that's why I've never heard that word before.
Well, you know, quite generous and just looking out for the well-being of others. But yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, man. And everyone who hasn't heard the single yet, go and check it out. It's on YouTube, it's on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, etc., etc., etc. It's by myself, Faison, and it's called Our World Cup. Hope you guys enjoy it.
All of that. And where can people find you online as well?
You can catch me on Snapchat, I am Faison, Facebook, I am Faison, and then Twitter and Instagram is I'm Richard Rawson.
Brilliant.
Full government name and that, you know
just
what I mean?
Just to keep them guessing.
Yeah.
But thank you once again, man.
Pleasure.
Let's get into a song, and when we get back, we'll be talking about some stuff.
You keep on eating cars. Then, when there's no more
just blast off. Sure shot, cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Yeah!
Stand and Calling 2017. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July, with a lineup which includes
Orbital, Clean Bandit, Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Merkage, Joe Collard from Hot Chip,
and Faithless. FUBAR Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James Acaster. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead-up to this summer's big event. FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
Welcome to the Pain Diary. Large of X and me. May. Pain is the way.
Came out the womb and it was doomed. G-Man had plastic, I never had no silver spoon. Poor thing Pitney, every day we made do. God bless my mum, she looked in the cupboard and saw nothing. But give thanks, managed to make food. She kept on saying though, God will get us through. There's four people who are living in this yard, but the food she's cooking can feed two. Bro's in jail and dad ain't about. No more Cartoon Network, let's get loot. I weren't satisfied with scraping by. I weren't satisfied with making do. Everything's dysfunctional, turned me to a raging bull. Big man stress, I couldn't concentrate in school. Shot a tutor Patrick, pick up Paige from school. I ain't happy, plus my mind is breaking too. Looking in the windows of Frank Johnson's, thinking how I'm gonna get them 9-5s in grey and blue. Road money put food in the fridge, and road money gave me clothes to go to school and accepting where my life is at. Tired of being a have-not, going inside a shop knowing I couldn't buy that. So I'm on the beat, drums including the hi-hats. Red brick, Clapham North nigga, I'm trying to find cats. Money's where my mind's at. Gunpowder life got me sidetracked, drifted from the fam, cause I wanted to be the man, didn't give a damn. Pain, now it's my bad. 10 racks on the bed, it's nuts, I nearly climaxed. Life's like a movie and I'm watching it in IMAX. There's an elephant in the room, so we try act and hide facts. But the fact is, life went shit. Role change, man.
They don't really know my pain. They don't really know this role, this life, these scars. Can I make it out the game? No job.
Shutting it down, came from the bottom of the bottom. Like crabs in a bucket, my nigga, I made it out. There's no stopping him, shut down Bristol, not in him. BDR, every city, every town. Let's have it, you fucking cunts. Base defense, niggas going down. I went from a bills to a foul. My shadow's the size of a giant, my feet will shake the ground. I took every penny, even though I knew I was worth a pound. BDL now going to America, call me Mr. McDowell. Look who's running it now.
If you could walk a mile in my shoes, tell me what the fuck would you do?
Tell me what the fuck would you do?
Cause life is like a game you gotta lose. Sometimes I just wanna live my life.
Champagne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. If you're listening on the internet, well, you could only really be listening on the internet, can't you? So, yeah, shout out to you.
If you're not, then tell us how. That would be really good.
Yeah, that's what we want to know. We want to hear from the people that aren't listening on the internet. How the fuck?
On your phone, because you're listening via internet.
Yeah, but if you're just, I don't know, if you're outside, give us a little signal, innit? Texting from downstairs.
Yeah. We're going to do some hump day humdingers.
Yeah.
Oh. Cheers, cheers, cheers. And then let's take a nice pew here. All right, from Carl. Hi, lads.
All right.
I have a problem with my uneven nipples. They look like cousins rather than siblings. Every time I
I just read the next line. Oh,
every time I try to suck on them, I often miss the left one and just nibble on my skin because it's dark and I can't find it. Give me some wisdom. How do I love myself again?
Do you also try to lick your elbow, Carl?
Yeah, he's one of
them. Can a man
lick the elbow. I could lick
suck
elbow.
Your nipple. Like you can't do
lick
that.
Your elbow.
I could.
You can't.
I can't lick my nipple. I can't lick. I'll just lick my nipple.
No, but you can't.
Can you do that again?
Can you
get a close up of Reese licking his own nipple there?
He can lick his own nipple.
Shit. Yeah, you can't suck it though. No, but he just said he tries to suck his nipple. You can't. That's going to be impossible.
But look how skinny I am, bro. Like there's nothing. I'm literally pulling the skin off my bones.
Yeah, but it ain't about skinniness.
If he's got moves, do you know what I mean? He could probably just swing it.
Surely it's just about the space between. Because you can almost lick your elbow, but you can't quite.
But I know people so can lick their elbow though.
Shout
out Ross Harrison. Yeah, when he used to lick his elbow at school, that was his party trick. And he did really good armpit farts as well, so shout out Ross.
Well, Harley, you cannot lick your nipple yourself.
I cannot.
Michael?
Can't suck your nipple. This is the thing we have to be clear about.
I can't even lick it.
Yeah, I can't lick my nipple.
Have you tried?
No, but I just know.
How
I can't.
Do you know?
It's just one of those things I know I can't do.
Have you tried, Harley?
I just tried.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, if those two can't, it's doubtful that I can.
Because they're more flexible.
Can you maybe lick it?
I don't think I could lick my nipple.
Try. Right. That sounded very forceful. Try. Nick, that's so close.
It's pretty close.
Oh.
You got
it. Yeah. My beard's kind in the way.
Now my chest bone hurts.
Just the tip.
It gave me cramp in my neck.
Fucking hell, mate. That's a long way down.
I don't think I can either.
Yeah, I reckon you
I could probably.
I all looked over expecting her to be like, yeah, all right.
Just sucking on a nip. No, not
we
suck.
We had to
suck
him.
Yeah. Hold on, guys.
Can you imagine that? He's just sucking on his head, just looking up at me like what?
Yeah.
It wasn't fucking hard, was it?
What are you moaning about? Now, okay, so he tries to suck on them. So he can't do it either. Carl can't.
Or Carl can't be short for trying.
That's doubtful.
I think they're just, Carl, we're just going to take it as a dude.
Just stopped. Find a new hobby, Carl. Please.
What does he mean? They look like cousins rather than siblings. What does that mean?
And also, how does the fact that they're uneven, which is probably quite normal, bear on the fact that you can't suck?
It's probably like what is. I imagine one's like like in between his where your nipples meant to be in his belly button, so one's like there.
Okay.
Because that I'm looking at it, I feel like my nipples aren't actually level, are they?
Let me have a good look at them. your left nipple is like slightly higher.
That's not uncommon, by the way.
That is not uncommon.
It's not uncommon at all.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Cole. In fact, me and my sister don't even look like siblings. So if your nipples do, I won't be too worried about it.
There you go.
How does he love himself again?
Just think of what Reese just said. I think that's a beautiful message.
Yeah,
and Reese is an actual sibling, and he looks nothing like his counterpart.
Just give double pleasure to the nipple you can suck.
Can somebody else suck them for you? Do you like getting your nipples
sucked? Get a girlfriend.
Do you like having your nipples sucked?
He likes to love him. He wants to love himself. That's the
thing. Yeah, but maybe he can love himself while someone else is sucking his nipple.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Is that a thing that men like? Do you like having your nipple sucked?
I do not.
I don't.
You don't.
Okay.
Well, I don't think a girl's ever gone to suck my nipple.
Well,
and I also think I'd feel quite.
I quite enjoy.
Yeah, what are you
sucking?
Doing?
I do quite enjoy sucking a nipple though.
Me too.
Yeah, but that's yeah.
Man likes to suck breasts. You get me?
That's a different.
I imagine it's like having a little like a dummy or something.
Yeah, no, it's just nice.
Do you like having them licked or caressed or anything like that? Or is it a nipple a no-go area for you?
Nipple's not a no-go area, but girls don't typically go for men.
Do you often?
I don't suck a nipple, no.
But do you play with them in any way?
They like it. I have met men.
Have you had men request nipple play?
Request nipple play?
Yeah. Well, I'm not that type of guy, personally.
I don't really have any requests in bed.
Me neither.
It's like, what you're doing is fine.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's yeah. what I ever said.
Mine's thank please, you. Please don't leave.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
The only talking I do in bed is literally thank you and sorry. Mm. That's about it. Yeah.
Thank you and sorry. I'll do better. I'll be longer next time.
I say thank you at the beginning and sorry at the end.
Yeah, get a partner, Carl.
Yeah.
Get someone to assist in the nipple sucking if one's that low down.
Yeah.
They can probably be seated while they're doing it, so and they don't even have to get up.
And there's nothing... Do you know somebody else loves you? That will really help you love yourself, I think, as well.
Absolutely.
You
know? Beautiful. Inspire okay. you.
Yeah. Carl, help. Should we move all on right. to someone else?
So, from Josh.
Welcome, Josh.
Hi. I'm getting annoyed with my GF pranking me.
Is that gluten-free?
Yeah.
is someone giving you gluten-free food that's not really gluten-free?
Doesn't exist.
He's always got the shit, so this is his problem. Mm.
I don't think Cling film over the toilet seat is funny. Yeah. I don't consider her tickling my bum with a Cumberland sausage too much chuckles.
That's not a prank.
I hate when people say much instead of many.
Sausage you've missed the point chuckles. Of the sentence. One thing to put cling film over a toilet seat. He's getting his bum tickled with a Cumberland sausage. What? What?
Is it? Fuck, is it freshly cooked?
What kind of pranks are
and
anyway?
Hashtag.
Gotcha.
I don't consider her tickling my bum with a Cumberland sausage too much chuckles.
I just wonder how she's getting him in the position where she's got a sausage and he's
it's supposed to be
his
like
bum's on show.
Sleep in bed.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah.
And she like plays. Tickle bum with a sausage.
Or in the shower or standing up when he's going for
just
for
the
a
hand
wee.
Coming past.
Wait, standing up when he's going for a wee.
He's not five. He doesn't put his trousers down his ankles.
Imagine the whole like all the men's toilets. We were all just like
you trousers
deserve,
you
round
to have your bum tickle.
Just a row of bums just in your urinal.
What do you think happens in urinals?
That's clear up Natalie's mental picture of the men's.
I thought you took your trousers down.
You know, flies.
And pull your top up and hold up with your chin.
Oh, God.
I might actually start doing that for jokes. Just take them all the way down.
Your whole body pretty much on show just through a piss.
Just get.
Even if you're pissing on the street, like up a tree. The fully grown men in the park. You've got dungarees on as well. You'd have to get fully naked.
Dungarees, you'd have to just whip it all off, wouldn't
I? Have you got a fly in your dungaree?
Of course I do.
Okay.
It's like, do you know when I see women wearing them play suits?
Yeah.
That's what they fully got naked to get to the
do.
Toilet.
You do, you have to take everything
nightmare.
Off.
Yeah.
That's why Uma Thurman never goes to the toilet in Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that about that film? Uma Thurman
goes to and most films, I have to say. Yeah.
Not only do I not pull my trousers down, but sometimes I'm just thankful if I actually get it out my fly in time. Do you know what I mean?
Have you ever caught your penis in a zipper?
No.
In the Haggerston pub was the last time and you're going to remember that, man. That was the last time I did it. The Haggerston pub on a Sunday night. I zip my dick in my fucking flies, man.
Every now and then catch my pubic hair in the zipper. Ooh. Which is very
what?
Painful.
Why are they coming past your dick? How are you getting your pubes stuck in the zip but not your dick?
Quite bushy, Harley.
My zipper's here, mm-hmm. and my pubic hair's there.
That's a madness. I've never even nearly got my pubes stuck in my zip.
But Harley doesn't wear pants, does he? So.
And
Harley's got some stringy fucking pubes.
Afghan
plant. Hound pubes.
Bare long.
Harley's groin area looks like an Afghan hound.
Bare long.
Amazing.
Oh.
What the real problem is with men, you have to go to the toilet. You ever been wearing shorts or trackies and you've tied the string in it too tight and the knot's too much of a magnet?
Yeah.
And you just can't get. One time, I needed the toilet that bad. I was about 18 and I'd been out blazing, just chilling, and I'd needed the toilet for time. I went home and I got to my back door, and the closer I got to my door, the more I needed the toilet. I went to get my key out, I was putting it in the lock, and I couldn't. I thought, I'm going to have to just piss outside my back door, you know what I mean? But bless whatever, I piss in the gravel. Bam, shorts too tight. I was trying to piss myself.
In the end, just went,
fuck it, I'm outside my yard anyway.
I had to cut myself out of trousers once.
Wow.
Because it wouldn't undo this. You know when the zip gets stuck and
if I'm wearing tracksuit bottoms and I need to piss and the drawstring is too tight, I just lift my trousers and I go.
Nice,
a small little
this is why
put my foot on the fucking thing like that.
This is why I haven't. the fashion of having your trousers a little bit too short. Mm-hmm. That's why I haven't jumped on that wave, bro.
You yeah, know what I mean? Hey. I can't wear 3/4 limbs.
No. Why? Pedal pushers.
I can. Wait, what?
Have we got any more?
Not at the moment.
Not on the screen right the second.
Yeah,
but
Jacob is going to put one through in two shakes of a big penis.
Oh, yeah, wait, should we just help this guy
instead of just moving on?
We don't really need to help him, do we?
You don't need this in your life.
I'll just tell you a rhyme. Oh, right, I didn't think I was actually going to have to. Joshua, all sweeter than squash you are.
Yes.
That's not it.
Okay, is that it?
That's
it. All right, that was a good start, though. Yeah. That was a great start.
There was a man named Josh. His girlfriend
had him under the cosh.
She got a sausage. She had a rummage and put it up his bot.
She took him hostage.
She got a little sausage, yeah, and took him hostage. After the sausage was up his bum, he had to finish him off.
I just never heard having a bum tickled with a Cumberland sausage. So maybe that's the thing, I don't know. But imagine if you were in the shower and you just felt a sausage in your bum.
It's just it's a waste of a perfectly good Cumberland as well.
Nice, isn't it?
Now a tainted.
Using Cumberland sausages ain't cheap.
They're not cheap.
Innit.
Well, at least to be fair, Josh, she's spoiling you. She doesn't use the terrible sausages. She doesn't use the Savers. Yeah.
And at least she's not doing it with eggs, because that would be going too far.
Is she cooking them before?
That's what I said earlier on. Are they freshly cooked? Is this why it's causing so much distress?
Yeah. They're hot.
Well, I hope she's not
straight off the grill, bro.
But I hope she's not cooking them afterwards. Really, we don't want that.
Just in tongs, bro. She can't even hold them herself. They're that hot. She got them in tongs and just ramming a fucking
tickle
Mad
on his bum.
Allow it.
Maybe.
Josh, I think you need to find yourself a new beanie, bro.
I wouldn't eat any of her sausages because she may have just saved them for afterwards and cooked them up after it's been around your bottom meat.
And also warn your mates before they come round for a fry up. You know what I mean?
That's true.
That's proper bum meat. That is.
I don't even know why I said all. Like it's nice.
Bum meat. Should we do one more then get into a redem?
Yeah, let's do it.
From Jack. Hi, well, guys. Jack.
Oh, fuck's sake. from the first line, yeah?
Hi, guys. I keep dipping my dick in soy sauce.
Soy sauce, huh? What's soy sauce?
I presume it's soy sauce.
Okay.
Because I read online that it stimulates the veins and gives you a WrestleMania look in the pants.
What's a WrestleMania?
Well, you know, it's always a bulge, like a big bulge, I don't know.
Okay.
I've been recommending it to my mates and they all do it and I ain't special anymore. How do I make them stop? My secret ain't a secret anymore.
I've been doing it years, Jack.
So
you've been doing it years.
What's in soy sauce?
You're not original.
Ain't no secret.
Huh? What's in soy sauce?
To stimulate a vein.
Well, it's like a black sauce, isn't it? So if you dip a white dick in black sauce, it becomes a black dick, essentially.
Man's the myth. Do you know what I mean?
If it becomes a black dick, as you say, that means that you have a WrestleMania dick, then. according to what Jack said.
Like a championship dick. Is that what you're saying?
That's what he's saying,
isn't it? I can't think of any black wrestlers.
The Rock. Well, he's not black, is he?
Fully black.
TJ.
Biggie. Mark Henry.
Mark Henry's a classic one.
Dreadlocks.
Booker T.
Booker T, that was Kofi Kingston.
What about Rocksh? No. Not, no.
David Otunga.
What's the big guy called?
The one that died?
I don't know.
Rikishi
didn't die.
Yeah. Didn't he die?
No, his sons are in it.
Family, I swear Rikishi died in the hotel room.
It was his cousin who played Umaga.
Did Papa Shango die though?
Papa Shango?
Who's Papa Shango?
Papa Shango. He was an old school WWF wrestler, wasn't he? He was like a voodoo guy.
Yeah.
Papa Shango.
That's a good name.
That's an ill name.
Yeah.
Hopefully he didn't even die. He just regenerated himself as a grime MC.
My favourite was The Godfather. He used to have his little hoe train. Do you know what I mean?
Was he a pimp? He was just a pimp on wrestling and they allowed that.
And they had Valvino.
Good wholesome American daytime entertainment. There's just a pimp there.
It used to be 18 rated, didn't it? It used to have like...
No, but kids used to watch wrestling.
Yeah, but it was still an 18.
Stop trying to validate wrestling as an adult thing.
No, it used to be in during the Attitude era. There used to be like, I can remember one scene, D'Lo Brown comes out the shower with this woman, and he's like,
yeah, he was another black wrestler, wasn't he? Yeah, D'Lo Brown. Yeah.
There was the Brothers of Domination, do you know what I mean? And it was a collective of black wrestlers who just took over and just dominated.
Fed up with the men.
Wow. How are you helping Jack then? Like,
sorry.
Help Jack.
Jack, watch wrestling.
And you went, and you know what, mate? Your dick's your dick, and it stopped trying to.
No, but he's not bothered about that. He wants to keep doing it. He wants his mates to stop doing it.
Tell them something. Kill them all. Kill them. Kill your friends.
Don't do that.
Tell them. Apparently,
not
it works.
But chili pepper.
No, it works, but I've heard it actually over time like shrinks your penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or say something better. Say like if you dip it in tomato ketchup, it's actually much better than soy sauce, and get them to do that.
Yeah, or mustard.
Mustard, yeah. Tartar.
Or like wasabi.
Ooh.
Yeah, get them to do that. Get them to dip their dicks in wasabi. Or just like rub Scotch bonnets on them.
Just quickly, if you want to read that one out, it's just a message that's come in.
Cool.
We are meant to be having sausages for dinner, and you're putting us off, from Izzy and Elliot from Birmingham.
Do you know if you dip them in soy sauce?
They're having sausages in their bram.
Oh, yeah, nice.
In their bram. That was.
Can we read? Is it offensive to read it in a Birmingham accent?
Birmingham.
No. Why did my love just sound like a Ford Cortina starting?
Oh,
anyway,
okay, that's good. Should we get into a song and then play the second game of the show?
Oh my god, yes.
Let's do it.
She was 5 and I was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. I wore black and she wore white. She would always win the fight. Bang, bang. She shot me down. Bang, bang. I hit the ground. Bang, bang. That awful sound. Bang, bang. My baby shot me down.
Fubar Radio, it's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. We've got just under half an hour left. That was Bang Bang by Stevie Wonder. I'm assuming the cover of the Nancy. I'm sure Nancy Sinatra was the OG, right? She was the first to sing that. And loads of people, including Audio Bullies, have sampled that song. It's been heard in so many different versions. Anyway, we're going to play a game.
Well, I'm sure you all know that because we have been celebrating, it's Canine Fitness Month.
Of course it is.
So let's play a game of.
Who let the dogs out?
Bark, 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 bark.
Okay, so that's the
what
game.
What was that?
Yeah. Bark, bark, bark.
Bark, bark, bark.
An Irish dog, I think it was.
Bark, 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 bark.
It's quite simple. You're going to have
can
seven.
Can we listen to that song afterwards?
An Irish dog.
No one wants to hear that song. There are seven clips. Get your pens ready, please. And
what is it with this seven thing?
It's lucky for some. Not you, Harley, but definitely.
The thing is, when we started this like sound game, I was good for a while, and then I've just
you went away for
off.
About 2 months. All you have to do.
Shot fired!
Bang, bang.
Yeah.
I was off. Shut you down.
I was off.
Bang.
3 weeks.
I was off doing more fun radio shit.
Yeah? Really?
Well.
Is that even possible?
I was hanging out with my better friend called Natalie.
Yeah, whatever.
There's no such person.
There are many.
I will fight you, Harley.
She's pissed that I actually hurt that with your hand.
Natalie's going to throw hands.
I actually do have a close friend called Natalie who's better than you, so.
Well, I have a better friend called Harley.
Ain't her name Natalie Bang?
Huh?
Ain't her name actually Natalie Bang?
I mean, I don't really like her, but she's still better than this one.
Harley, definitely not winning this. Amazing. Minus 15 for Harley.
Return fire. Yeah, shots fired.
Well, okay, all you have to do, very simple, I've got seven clips for you, is you just have to tell me which breed of dog is barking, okay?
Okay.
I don't know.
Tipped you off earlier. I gave you a clue earlier, didn't I?
I don't know dogs or cats. They're the two breed I know.
Well, here we go
dogs
with...
Dogs and cats.
This is dog number one. They're all dogs,
that
by the way.
Famous bright breed of dog, a cat.
They're all cat dogs. Dog. Here's clip number one.
What? Why did it do that little idiot and high-pitched one at the end?
Do it again.
That's like a
it goes really camp at the end. That's great.
Oh god. Okay. Right. So that's number one. Let's
I think that was just, that sounds like a Labrador that's confused about its sexuality.
I don't know.
What? You just have to write a breed of dog down, please. Here's number two. What dog is that? We got an answer?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go with dog number three. Feisty one.
What? That didn't bark.
Feisty one. Front bark. It was a front bark.
No, that's
part of the game. That's a bark.
No, someone's got like a rope in its mouth and no, I'm not having that.
Well, they put a dog down. Right, clip number four. We good? Okay, I'm moving on to number five. This is dog number five.
Oh,
tricky one.
Mm.
Ready for number six?
Nope.
Okay. Anybody? Anyone? Mm-hmm. Everyone got something? Yeah, okay.
A dog being thrown out of a window?
No!
It hits another bit of the building and it carries on roaring. Let's play that, listen. It's like, throw it out the window, go on. No, he's gone. No, he's going to hit the thing. Oh my god, that was so, oh my god, he's not going to survive that shit.
Do it again.
Teeth bearing emoji.
Ooh. Do we have an answer? Do you have got an answer for that? My not very good friend Harley.
Fuck that dog. Some bungee jumping dog.
Here's number seven, okay?
Ah,
oh right. That's
an you got easy that one. One. You got that one.
That's an easy
okay.
one.
Again.
Do it again.
Yeah, I'd know that dog anywhere.
I need all the words on the page here for it to be 4 points.
Can I get three and six again, please,
yes,
Natalie?
Sure. Let me go with three. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again.
I can't remember what that dog's called. Oh wait. I'm going to go for that.
And six, you said, yeah?
Yes, please. I still can't place that dragon dog. Is it the Hound of the Baskervilles?
I can't say anything.
Or is it that dog from Neverending Story?
Falco. Is that?
I can't say. Okay. Reese or Harley, any other clips for you?
No, I smashed it.
Smashed it. Okay. Well, should we start with number one? Who? Michael Payne. What did you get for number one?
I got a Labrador for number one.
Uh huh. Reese.
I got an Alaskan Malamute.
Oh, lovely.
What?
Lovely. What did you get, Harley?
Labrador.
No, none. It was a German Shepherd. Sorry.
Oh, play again.
Yeah. What's the other for a German Shepherd?
Huh?
An Alsatian, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's by that, you didn't say
aren't
that.
Aren't they different dogs?
No.
Alsatians and German Shepherds?
No, Alsatians and the actual name of it, German Shepherd, is actually the English word for
I always thought Alsatians were apparently a bit bigger and had longer hair.
Wow.
That's what I heard, you know, just that's in the, just in the dog well. Circles.
Yeah,
know.
I don't know if mine was a fact. It's just what I heard.
Yeah, okay. I overheard a little dog convention going on one time, and it was just one of the things I picked up.
Yeah. Well, what was number two then, please, Reese?
Yorkshire Terrier.
Mm-hmm.
A Shih Tzu.
Mm-hmm.
I got Chihuahua.
Yes, Michael's right there. It's a
Thank
Chihuahua.
You very much. Thank you very much.
Number three, Harley.
Pitbull.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. French Bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
I got Shih Tzu.
It's a pug, sorry.
Oh,
sorry,
you were closest.
Guys.
I used to have a pug as well.
Did you?
It's so shit. So never
I
get
can't
one.
Give a point for that. Well, number four. Anyone?
I got Cocker Spaniel.
Mm-hmm.
I got Shih Tzu.
Yorkshire Terrier.
Now, the point there for Michael Payne, it was a Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, gee.
Okay.
That means number six is wrong for me.
So I've never owned a dog as well. Never
well,
owned
that's
a
really
dog.
Impressive. So, number five, what are we saying?
I got Dog de Bordeaux. Or more commonly known as a French Mastiff.
Okay. Yeah.
Staff.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a Saint Bernard.
It's a Rottweiler.
Okay.
So no points there. And number six.
Yeah, I got Cocker Spaniel.
Could you play again, please?
Can I get with Springer Spaniel, actually? Because.
A poodle.
Poodle, you're saying, Harley?
I'm going Springer Spaniel.
Okay.
I'm going to go poodle.
It's an English bulldog.
Is that how the English Bulldogs bark?
Apparently, no. Yeah. Apparently.
No wonder they've gone out of fashion. It's the worst bark I've ever heard.
It's not a great
bark. Bulldog?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Not a bulldog, an English bulldog.
Bulldog. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. They that do not sound like that.
No,
well, this one did. This one does.
Yeah, aren't they quite great?
That sounds nothing like an English Bulldog.
No, but they do have breathing problems, don't they?
Okay, there's an English Bulldog at the park that I walk my dog in. It sounds absolutely
phone him. Phone him.
Record it next time. Yeah. Bring it.
No, just bring him there.
Yeah, call him, yeah.
If he's a true English bulldog, he'll have a phone.
That's true.
What is number seven, please?
I've got Jack Russell.
Mm-hmm.
I got Parsons Terrier.
Whoa.
It's a lurcher.
It's a miniature Dachshund.
Miniature Schnauzer.
Oh,
what?
Miniature you know, little sausage dog.
Wait, I'd live with one of them, so play it and I'll tell you if it is or not.
Yeah.
We got big zeros.
Well, no, some people did, but no, one person didn't.
With
me and
2 points.
I was directed it at Reese.
Michael Payne
you
wins.
You got nothing.
Nothing.
Mad thing,
you
sad thing.
You got
Ross,
two.
That's
so
all right,
well
man.
Done.
Well done.
Good.
So I'm just going to leave now and just apply to become a vet. Probably won't be here next week.
Yeah, is that like a qualification?
What, knowing dogs, knowing barking sounds?
Yeah, this, is that, like, it's like a test, isn't it? So.
Yeah, absolutely. I can be a veterinarian now, can't I?
Yeah, Dr. I think so.
Michael
I'm already
Payne.
A veteran. I just need to add a few more letters to the ting.
Wow.
Dr. Yeah. Michael Payne has a good rhythm.
Yeah, great. Let's play a rhythm.
Yeah, let's.
A man do bumps, okay. Jump on mic, a man's too much. Woo. Man do more, a man do lots. Yeah. Give gal tip if they don't give top. Give it a heavy to the cherry go pop. Finna your heart, but you ever so not. Ex-girl claim, man, she was a fuck. Was. I ended that sentence like a full stop.
And I'm running in yards if I hear this crap. Go. Got a wear ballet, got my face is hot.
I do.
1 minute TV, next minute locks. Got me in a box, but because of one box. So X-Man tried it, E was a dub. Now she all over D like a nickname's posh. I got the juice like I just made squash. She never threw shade, but she's taking shots.
If I'm taking shots, I'll decimate him. I'm a man, I might demonstrate him. Can't school me, I'm educated. I'm still gang, I'm affiliated. I'm content when I wanna hate split. Call up out for administrating. Used to be out raving, but I switched up house, I renovated.
Yeah, 4-4 that we're levitating.
It will.
You could've got me, but you hesitated.
You did.
Big bows on a heavyweight ting. So don't call me, you forever waiting.
No way.
I gotta go, I got heavyweighting. She wants 4 G's and she got a fella waiting.
Ching.
I bust shots like I'm celebrating. Then it's back to my yard and I penetrate ting.
Man do big to man do bumps. Jump on my commands too much. Man do more, a man do lots. Give gal tip if they don't give top. Give it a heavy to the cherry go pop. Finna your heart, but you ever so not. Ex-girl claim, man, she was a fuck.
proper. I ended that sentence like a full stop. And I'm running in yards if I hear there's crap. I've got to wear ballet but my face is hot. 1 minute TV, next minute lock. It's got me in a box all because of 1 buck. So X-Man tried it, E was a nub. Now she all over D like a nickname's posh. I got the juice like I just made squash. She never threw shade but she's taking shots. You're looking at the best in the business. Can I get a block clout witness?
Amen.
Fresher than block clout Wrigley's. Copa Pen gal wanna hit this.
They do.
Man's got a rap like Christmas. No funny boy could've dissed this.
No way.
And if any boy tried this, it wouldn't work out like fitness.
Never.
Yo, Scorps.
Kill off the witness.
Bow, 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 bow.
Star dog, I got a bit up a big spliff. That girl, she's on the hit list.
She is blood.
With the flow,
what?
Man, I had to gigs it.
What gigs thing, yeah? Gold tooth.
Hey.
Shabarang's business.
Hey, hey, hey.
This fade.
What?
Put a bag of man's missus.
Hey.
Big dick. She can't handle the inches.
She can't.
Yo, mad.
What?
Man had to film it.
I'm moving like Pogba, by 5-star skill. Yeah. He claimed he's sick, but he's not that ill.
Nah.
Spitting for years, ain't made no till.
No.
Talking guns, ain't done no drill.
Nah.
I can send shots, this ain't no drill. He's all hype like he ain't one pill.
Nah.
He ain't like Vo, he ain't like Dill.
Nah.
I want the belly like I ate 1 mil.
Yeah, I want the belly like I ate 1 mil. He thinks it's art out, my men chill.
Chill.
When I'm on the mic, you know I'm giving him skill.
Skill.
When you're on the mic, you made the peeps stand still.
Still.
Killing these beats, I don't need no chill. From 90 now, like, you know I keep shit real.
We
true niggas back, nigga, fuck how you feel. Old time of drillers and the trappers in the field.
Man, bits of man do bops,
yeah.
Jump on mic and man's too much. Man do more and man do lots,
yeah.
Give gal tip if they don't give top.
Go on.
Give it a heavy to the cherry go pop. Fitter your heart but you ever so not.
Nah.
Ex-girl claim man she was a fuck.
Woo.
I ended that sentence like a full stop.
And I'm running in yards if it hear there's crops. Gotta wear ballet cause my face is hot. 1 minute TV next minute locked. Got me in a box all because of 1 buck. So X-Man tried it, E was a nub. Now she all over D like her nickname's posh. I got the juice like I just made squash. She never threw shade but she's taking shots.
You know what? My mouth's been full for most of this show.
Oh.
This show's been all about being content. Kendall Jenner should have just been content with all the money she's got instead of accepting money from Pepsi to make that horrible ad. We've had, like, Faiza in, so I'm content with the guests. We play great games.
Mm-hmm.
I've also devoured some Hoisting Duck wraps. And a Lucozade.
And Ike
couple
and
cups
Mike.
Of tea. Mike and Ike.
Yeah, we've had that in your mouth.
Some onion rings. I ain't got a chance to slightly do me dirty.
What?
Had it's Mike and Ike in my mouth.
I brought some Mike and Ikes in.
Did you have some Mike and Ike? Did you have Mike and Mike, Ike
I,
in your mouth
I
as well?
I think I had Ike. I only had one, so it's probably Ike more than Mike.
I think you should prefer Mike over Ike.
And I think I... Really?
Yeah.
I felt like I was more drawn to Ike. I don't know why.
It'll only end in tears, Nat.
Maybe.
Only end in tears. Up next, we got Hannah Witten
and Callum
with Callum McSwiggan.
Yes!
Callum.
Hannah Witten, Callum McSwiggan.
Yeah, we're winning,
killing the rhythms.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
I think that should, Hannah should just adopt that. That's her intro.
Hannah Witten, Callum McSwiggan, chilling.
McSwiggan.
McSwiggan.
What did I say?
McGuigan.
Wiggan, something like
that. Barry McGuigan.
Barry McGuigan.
Was he a boxer?
Yeah.
Sounds like
and
a boxer.
Promoter.
And a club promoter.
No.
What did you say?
And a promoter.
What kind of a club promoter?
A club promoter.
Club them with your fists.
Yeah.
No, technically a club promoter.
He works at Rock City on the doors, you know.
He works at Leicester Square, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I'll give you a free table, cuz.
Yo,
district.
Tickets to a comedy gig.
You're black.
Free tickets to a comedy gig tonight, guys.
Have you ever been to any of them clubs in Leicester Square? That
West End clubs.
They give you not like
with you one time. We went to Liberty.
Not like those ones, but I mean like the ones that are like in the top of like buildings in Leicester Square. They come walk around and give you like leaflets for. I went to one once, and it's very not like a Western club that we've like been to.
No, what happens there?
Like a cat.
Loads. It's like they're pretty dire.
Well, if it's at the top of a building, you sure it's not just like a stock room or something?
Nah,
if it's at the top of a building around central London, it's probably like a stock room or the manager's office.
Nah, it's definitely like a club. Like a bar.
The promoter was that good, he got Harley into someone's workplace.
Isn't it?
Well, I went to one of those 24-hour casinos recently, and it didn't look like it would have it, but they had a really nice like roof bar.
Can I ask what time you went to the 24-hour casino?
Is that 1:25?
All casinos,
PM,
24
or
hours.
Right.
No, I don't think so. No. Are they? I don't know.
Didn't they pass that law that they all had to be
24? Are they?
Yeah. They took all the doors, so you're not allowed to close.
Well, England's one of very... I think maybe the only place in Europe where gambling's legal.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet it isn't. See what I did there?
Mm.
No, but seriously.
Like, casino-wise, yeah. Like, you can't go to, like, Milan and there's no casino. You
can't even go to a casino in Monte Carlo.
You definitely can. Yeah, you definitely can do that. I'm
pretty sure that's in Europe.
One of few places, then, where you can actually legally...
Gamble. You can't gamble in France?
No,
come on, cuzzy.
No, blood, I lived in France for like 9 months.
And you didn't find one casino?
No, but people go to like, do you know like your corner shop where you buy fags from, the tobacco? They'll have like horse racing on and they'll do like...
That's gambling.
Yeah, but it's like, do you know what I mean? You can't go to a casino.
Oh, wait, is it underground?
Not really. You can't. They don't have casinos. You can't go play blackjack, roulette. You can't do that stuff legally in a casino.
No way. That's weird.
Casinos
it's,
in France.
It's killed my Google. It's not happening.
Wow, for real.
Not having it.
Arrêtez!
Well, let's do a wisdom.
Yeah. A wisdom before we kiss them.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone like delirious tired. All right. Mm. From Faz. All right.
Sup.
I have a hairy bum.
And I'm done.
And my girlfriend loves making plait braids on my bum.
You could have just said plaits or braids, pal.
Do you know what? We should have all been done when I said I was doing, and we wouldn't have had to hear
yeah,
that part.
Yeah, yeah,
on my bum with my bum hair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? It often hurts and looks ridiculous because I don't want to offend her by taking them off. Taking them off? So I keep it. I go to work wearing them. I feel ridiculous. What do I do?
Get a job where you don't have to show your bum.
Isn't it?
Also, then if you plait your arse here, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's like kind of within.
So say that's your hole is it, yeah. Right, and then here is all around it from all sides. So if she plaits it, is she not going to enclose his bum hole with a?
No, because a plait is just three strands of hair.
It depends. So in a French plait, she might have gone all the way down the gooch. Do you know what I mean?
No,
you
but
know?
I mean essentially, all you do is you get three strands of hair and you weave them together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You can get them from anywhere on. If she did sort of three corners.
From one side. Get three from one side of the bum.
Yeah, section it off, get three from one side, and then I can't believe I'm actually taking you step by step how to cornrow your bum cheeks, but that's essentially you'd start from that outside.
I get it.
You could essentially cornrow your batty.
Have you cornrowed your bum?
I've never cornrowed
my
batty.
Has anyone else?
I don't think it's possible.
There's a lot of bark cornrowing your batty for somebody who says they've never cornrowed.
I'd be lucky to get China bumps out of my bum hair. You know, once.
You need a lot of bum hair.
You need a lot.
But I feel like this guy, obviously, he said he has it. He's got a hairy bum.
That said, Harley could probably plait his pubic hair, but judging by the fact that he can get it caught in his fucking zip, some snuffle.
I've actually got like quite like a small amount of pubic. Yeah.
Really?
Just three really long ones.
And like they're actually like not long or anything.
They're
It's just out of yeah.
Dick looks like something out of Apocalypto.
What can Faz do?
Shave your bum.
In it.
Shave your bum, there you go.
No. Don't shave your bum, bro. That's going to hurt when your cheeks rub
off. Wax it.
It's going to be like sandpaper and gnaw.
Wax
Veet it.
Veet your bae.
What's Veet?
Veet or it's hair removal cream.
Yeah. Oh, do you mean... I thought he meant on the bum cheeks. You mean in the actual... Yo, in everything. The bum.
Veto
the bum hair.
Bro, from your eyebrows down, Veet. Do you know what I mean? And no, that way, ain't no one plaiting nothing.
What does this person mean? You can have a hairy bum cheek, though, can't you?
Of course you can.
Yeah. I would think...
Oh,
I
what is he? What did you think he was just in his batty crease?
Like, in the crease?
Batty crease.
And
I thought it was done like a
French plait from the top all the way down to the gooch.
That's why you were talking about you'd literally essentially be closing the bum hole.
That would be
well inconvenient.
That's what I envisioned.
I envisioned the hairy bum cheeks and just cornrows down.
No, I envisioned like a hairy bum hole. Like
in
area,
the bum.
Area.
Yeah, now that makes sense, actually, because that would logically be the hairiest place, wouldn't it?
But some men do have very hairy bottoms.
Yeah, but not long enough to plait.
Yeah,
I mean, I've not really seen that many men's bottoms in my time.
I'm not very hairless bum.
I've got a very hairless body, in fact.
Yeah, same. I look about 12 anyway, so.
I'm smooth as fuck, man. Yeah.
Great beard, though.
Thanks, man. Yeah, all the hair just migrates to my face is like London.
So I've got this theory. The more hair you have on your head, the less you have on your body. So I feel like men only have a certain amount of hair. When it starts to grow out of other, they lose it on the head. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So you ever seen them hairy breaders that are balding?
All the
bald-bodied breaders, they got bare hair.
But then I know people that are very hairy all over, including the face.
Do you have hairy legs?
No.
Not
really.
People always ask me,
do you shave my legs?
It's so annoying.
Mm.
Men are very...
Reese has hairy legs.
Not really.
That's quite hairy.
Hairier legs than I do.
Yeah,
well,
that's true.
Both got hair.
But you wear jeans
this
looks a lot,
so
innit?
Erotic.
And
it
your jeans
amazing.
Rub the hair off your legs. That's also true.
I actually wear trackies most days.
Right.
Same.
Wow. Should we, Faz? We've got another one. Quick one. Just do a quickie with Tristan.
Tristan. Hey, guys.
What are you saying?
Am I fucked up?
Yep, I'm not solved.
I love dressing up like the Power Rangers.
Yo, that's not fucked up. You're a G. Yeah. And I'll back that.
Just don't be the yellow one in Russia.
And don't watch the film. It'll disappoint you. Mm.
They were and are the shit.
Damn straight.
My boss says it's not cool to wear the costume in the office, and that makes me sad. Am I fucked up? Let me just be the Power Ranger.
But unless you work somewhere like Forbidden Planet, mate, I don't think it's correct work attire.
If you have a go to work in an office that has like a no.
No dress code.
Dress code.
Mm-hmm. Which is most offices. You can't turn up in costume.
Does it say you can't turn up in costume? Or?
Well, that's a good point. There's not one sign near like the no smoking signs, near the, you know, hard hats must be worn at all times,
no
and steel toe caps. Not one sign in a workplace says no Power Ranger costumes.
Very true, actually.
So that's a loophole.
Mm. Also, if your boss ever kicks off, bro, you're a Power Ranger, innit? Do you know what I mean? Like, what's he gonna do? You can morph.
Call the other man them and gal them. But unless the thing is, maybe he's dressing as the Yellow Ranger and he works in Russia.
Or
that would explain why.
Who's the Yellow Ranger?
The Yellow Ranger is the gay one in the new one, we all know what Russia's like. So
Also, Jason, the original Jason, he's just been sent down for murder.
Yeah, true. Could be the Red Ranger.
Yeah,
just leave the sword at home.
Don't dress up as Jason, bro.
Yeah. Did you hear about that, Harley?
I did not.
So the guy that used to play the Red Ranger in the original series is in prison at the moment for stabbing his flatmate to death with a sword.
He just took it way too far.
Black Power Ranger also in prison because
he's black.
Killed two people on a boat, tied them to anchors, and threw them overboard and stole the boat. So yeah,
wow. I don't think the Power
Ranger. Don't be a Power Ranger.
Don't do that. Yeah, I don't like that.
There's some peak mad way curse. To die.
No, but you know what it is like. There's the Superman curse, for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
This is just you. Like, if you become a Power Ranger, you just basically become a thug. A proper hardcore thug. Mate. And just kill people in the weirdest ways.
There's only one left that is a good one, I think. Is that the blue one? Is there a blue
pink
one?
Pink Ranger.
There's a blue one, pink one, red one. No,
the yellow
red
one's fine. She's just...
Yellow one. She's just controversial in Russia. The other two are controversial because they killed people.
Yeah,
pink
did.
Ranger or Kelly Kapowski.
White Ranger as well.
But Pink Ranger or Kelly Kapowski.
Well, I can't remember what the Pink Ranger looked like without the costume. So I'm going to pick the Pink Ranger.
Can you not remember Kelly Kapowski?
Because it's a little lottery. I like lotteries. Anyway, we are going to move on to the last.
No, we're out.
We're out of time.
Yeah, no, but aren't we going to play one last song?
Yes, we are.
All right.
Fucking hell, let me finish, guys. Give me a chance.
You pulled that one round.
Jeez. No, yeah. I said we're going to move on to the last song, but before that...
But it just looked like you're going, we're going to move on to the last... And you, like, started, so I understand why Natalie got confused.
See what I'm working with? I'm just talking to people out in the producers out in the gallery. You see what I have to...
We have got one last song.
We have got one last song. Hannah Witten's up next. It's FUBAR Radio. We've been paying in Sylvester Incorporated, and we love you dearly. We'll be back next week.
Bye.
Same time.
Yeah.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.